Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. I'm your host, Matt Tardio, a Muslim takeover of America. Believe it or not, that's actually on the table for things that we are going to be discussing today. Didn't even think it was a real thing until I started digging into it. And turns out it is. And there's actually a lot of documented proof of it. So we're going to go over that. As we're waiting on everybody to sit here and roll into the live session, though, I want to give you guys a couple quick updates before we get into that main story. One of the things that we need to make sure we're going over is the Epstein file. So I know it's a big talking point for everybody. I have a very different view on this than a lot of people. A lot of people think that the Epstein files involve, how do I want to say this, like political elites here in the United States. And maybe they do. Right? Maybe they do. And with everything that's coming out in the news about it lately, it does seem like there's more to it. And that information is going to come out. Some of it might seem like it's coming from around the victims themselves and protecting the victims. And they want to make sure that they, you know, don't release things that are going to harm the victims.
These ladies were mistreated, of course, by Epstein and Maxwell, but also mistreated by our government. And we got to rethink the whole files thing. Apparently, there's some files that they don't want out. So I've said all I need to protect these young ladies, I guess they were young, but they're kids when it happened. So, we need to make sure we do that. And I think we're going to get there. I think we're going to get to the right spot where we can release everything that needs to be released. But again, in our rush to do this, we have to protect these ladies and these others that were involved.
Is that what they were asking?
So we have to protect these ladies and the others that are involved. Yeah, sure. That's a portion of it. But he also said something a little bit more interesting back here. And I think it was a little bit earlier on. Let me back that up.
Ladies, I guess they were young, they're kids when it happened. So I've said all I need to protect these young ladies, whether...
Oh, dear God, I keep missing it.
Got to rethink the whole files thing. Apparently, there's some files that they don't want out.
Apparently, there's some files that they don't want out. Now, what he could be alleging to when he ends up saying that is some of, like, the tapes of minors I don't even know how to properly describe that situation, but it's really messed up today. I think that there's going to be a lot more to this. Now, I was on a panel discussion briefly yesterday about this, and one of the guys that I tend to disagree with, at least when it comes to like Palestine and all that crap, who's Myron Gaines, and I also disagree with his view on women and several other things, but he actually said something, and I think it's valid and I think it's true, that likely a lot of the information that's going to come out and be released from the Epstein files, you're not going to get from the FBI. Right. When you start breaking down intelligence, it's where that intelligence is coming from and where it's going. The FBI is responsible for things at home. Right. And as I've laid out on this channel before, Epstein had foreign travels over to Saudi Arabia. He had an Australian passport that had stamps into Saudi. Right. And we also have his flight logs going to Saudi Arabia. We also know that he went over and he visited Turkey and several other countries. And so that information likely is not going to be held and kept by the Federal Bureau of Investigations. For that, you're likely going to have to get into actual intelligence agencies' files. Not that like the FBI can't operate as an intelligence agency, because believe it or not, it does here in the United States of America. But that, how do I want to say this? That you're going to have to get into the actual like CIA, DIA, other files such as that in order to get it. But it's a heck of a lot more complicated, I think, than people actually understand. Because you can't just go searching, and I'm going to be as careful as I can about how I say this, but you can't just go searching through those files and look for the name Epstein and see if it pops up. There are certain things that they're going to have to do in order to get all of that, and I highly, highly, highly doubt we're going to see that information. But if we do, it's likely to reveal some like really, really shocking crap. Now, oh man, that is not the one that I was looking for. Where did it go? There did it go. Now, yesterday we ended up having the Venezuelan drug cartel boat get freaking schwacked. All right. So here is the video that ended up getting released by DOD Rapid Response. In case you guys have missed this, Trump said that there was 11 terrorists from Trinidad-Gagawa. I can't even freaking pronounce this crap today. That ended up getting hit in the strike by the U.S. Navy. People are calling this some sort of a crime because they say that you couldn't even tell who's on that boat. They had no way of knowing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I will tell you that organization that they said was targeted is an international terror organization. If they're running drugs, that is considered a support network because it is funding that cartel. And that support network itself is a legitimate target. And you are allowed to kill the people that are operating in that support network. Internationally, legally, you can go after it and you can target them. So anybody that's complaining about this is out of their dang mind. SecDef actually went on TV, I believe it was this morning, talking about it to kind of like straighten the record out on that.
Blowing up that boat coming across with all of the drugs on board. And the president said on social, let them be on notice to anybody bringing drugs to the U.S. Beware. So the president is sending a message to other cartels, right?
A very clear one. I can tell you that was definitely not artificial intelligence. I watched it live. We knew exactly who was in that boat. We knew exactly what they were doing, and we knew exactly who they represented. And that was Trende Aragua, a narco-terrorist organization designated by the United States, trying to poison our country with illicit drugs. Last year, under the Biden administration, all 4 years, 100,000 Americans died from drug-related from the use of drugs, many of which poured in from Central and South America through our southwest border. Now, we're sealing the border, but President Trump is willing to go on offense in ways that others have not been. And to send that clear signal to Trende Aragua, Cartel del Sol, and others emanating from Venezuela, we're not going to allow this kind of activity. You're poisoning our people. We've got incredible assets, and they are gathering in the region. And so you want to try to traffic drugs? It's a new day. It's a different day. And so those 11 drug traffickers are no longer with us, sending a very clear signal that this is an activity the United States is not going to tolerate in our hemisphere. Well,
that's a good call, man. That's a good call. Let's not tolerate that in our hemisphere. And I think he was spot on when he ended up saying that. He ended up bringing it up. We are not going to be dealing with terrorism in general, specifically when you're coming over and poisoning citizens of the United States of America. Now, something that he kind of left out, I really think needs to be emphasized, is that these people don't just give drugs, right? They don't just take drugs and sell drugs, all right? Whenever you have drugs that are moving across the border, you also have human trafficking issues that occur alongside it as well. And I say human trafficking issues. It's not even issues. It's legitimate human trafficking. You're talking about people that are currently enslaved here in the United States of America by these cartels that are holding onto their passports, their documentation, all of their paperwork, and they have to end up working off certain amounts of freaking money that their families can't freaking repay. And some of these videos that I've seen, which I've tried to actually put up on YouTube, and YouTube ends up taking the crap down. What you end up having is you have the cartels that are sending back like death threats and stuff like that to the family. And so it is way beyond drugs when we start talking about this. Now, with this new uptick that we just saw yesterday with the United States military actually striking the cartel, right? And this is the first open case that I can think of where the U.S. military used lethal force against a cartel in this manner, where we're literally like blasting their freaking boats out of the water, right? Like just going after them, targeting them, killing them openly like that without any unprovoked action. So with that being said, if we keep this up, and I suspect we will, I do see an uptick in freaking acts of violence over along the border and in border freaking regions, border towns, border cities, things of that nature, going after law enforcement officers, customs and border patrol, federal agents, and even, yes, just plain old civilians. I could see city council members being targeted, all of those different things that you see down in Mexico, that you see in these South American countries. I do think that some of that is going to start coming to America, and it couldn't come at a worse time, to be perfectly honest with you. It really couldn't. And that worse time I'm about to get into here in just a minute. But I know for some reason you guys are really concerned about the Department of War. So I also want to give you guys an update on that as well.
Origin. And one way he wants to do that with changing the name from Defense to Department of War. What is the timeline on that?
I've said stand by on it. And that's what I'll say again, because that's ultimately the president's call. But I'll say this. You know, we won World War One. And we won World War II, not with the Department of Defense, but with a War Department, with the Department of War. As the president has said, we're not just defense, we're offense. We're reestablishing at the department the warrior ethos. We want warriors, folks that understand how to exact lethality on the enemy. We don't want endless contingencies and just playing defense. We think words and names and titles matter. So we're working with the White House and the president on it. Stand by, but we might have some new signage here, right over here, eventually.
I look forward to it. Well,
origin. And yeah. One way he wants to do that with...
Well, there you go. I don't think the Department of War is really going to be a thing anytime soon. Why do I state that? Because we've got enough problems in America, to be honest with you. And that's going to be a lot of money that gets spent just to change that name. When we went through just changing like military base signs and stuff like that, cost us a buttload of money. And then it just turned around and it ended up getting changed back to something else in the future, right? So like... to me, there's no point in going about doing it. I think it's stupid. I think it's a waste of money. I think it's a waste of time. It doesn't mean anything. Now I'd like to introduce you to esteemed Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib.
Look at this room, motherfuckers. We ain't going anywhere. Political structures that I have to work in, that we all are surrounded by, was built on slavery and genocide and rape and oppression. Real change doesn't come from the cowards and warmongers in Congress. It comes from the streets. It comes from all of us mobilizing and seizing the power to resist and fight back. Gaza is the compass in this country. Now we're in Congress, and we're every corner of the United States. Look at this room, motherfuckers. We ain't going anywhere.
Oh, Rashida Tlaib. So Gaza is the compass for this country. Now, herein lies a problem. All right. And I don't even think I put these figures down, but I'm going to go ahead and bring it up. If Gaza is the compass for our country, and this is a U.S. Congresswoman that's actually speaking, boy, oh boy, do we have a problem. Because over inside Gaza, you actually, believe it or not, I ended up looking up the statistics and pulling them. And I want to give a shout out. Man, I can't even remember her dang name. Awesome lady. I met her over on TikTok. Ended up pulling the stats, and they are true. And you know what? Let me just grab those and deliver them to you up here on the screen. Give me a second, because I don't want people to think that I'm making this crap up. As we say, Gaza is the compass here for the United States of America. What exactly does that compass look like? Well, it's not freaking pretty, ladies and gentlemen. Let me grab this link and get it up on your screen so that you guys can see exactly where I'm quoting this from and why I'm quoting it from. Because 1 in 5 girls under the age of 18 inside Gaza, on average, are married, all right, or have been married off, which means they're being engaged at a much younger age. Over here, that's currently up on your screen, you guys can see this. This is the State of Palestine, all right? Palestinian Center of Bureau and Statistics. Can't make this crap up. Remember, Gaza is the compass, according to Rashida Tlaib, okay? This is the compass. Now, what you're looking at, all right, is child marriages, percentage of female under the age of 18 registered married by the region and government, 2014 to 2022. These are legit stats. These are legit figures. These are not made up. This is not Matt pulling things out of his butt. It's very real things. On average, 1 out of every 5 girls under the age of 18 in Gaza has been married off. God bless, man. You can't make it up. Before I get into these freaking stats, which allegedly is the compass of America, I'm going to go ahead and read off some of these super chats. Fox McCloud says, I don't think it doesn't matter. Rather, Epstein files get released or not, people will scrutinize the video evidence of what's going on in Ukraine and Gaza. What chances do Epstein files have? That's very valid. You know, we take and we give very accurate depictions. Last night, I ended up showing you 2 barrels of fuel that were lit on fire, and people still believe that an ambulance was targeted by a freaking Israeli drone. Mixing Gas Garage coming in, just gifting out $4.99. Appreciate you, brother. Dylan Dunker says, keep up the hard work, bringing the truth, bro. Don't forget to hit that like button, folks, and give a little if you can. Thanks, brother, as he comes in gifting out a Speak the Truth membership at the exact same time. Thank you, guys. I do appreciate it when you guys gift those out. Donations help keep this channel and the truth running. Now, before I get into this next segment of the show, I think it's fair for me to go ahead and disclose some stuff. I got asked last night during like a debate session, if you will, whether like what my view on Islam was. And I said, and I have to be honest about this, I do. I believe that Muhammad is a false prophet, period. That is my religious belief. You're entitled to your religious belief. You think that Jesus Christ was not the Son of God and is not God in human flesh. So if you want to believe that and you can openly state that, then I'm going to openly state that Muhammad is a false prophet. And if that bothers you, it bothers you. But go ahead, bring on the death threats, because I get plenty of them. And by the way, while we bring that up, here is the issue. The reason this stuff takes place is in particular because of the religion. All right. This comes from Muhammad being engaged to Aisha at 6 years old and consummating the marriage right around 9 years old. All right. They have estimates, you know, as high as 12, but let's be honest, like 9 is the general accepted freaking age, All right. So I can't even make this crap up. Oh, God. I brought up marriage and now we have people down in the chat that are putting their age, sex, and location down. Please don't. Dear God. Incog Faraday coming in. So, yeah, 1 in 5 kids. This is the moral compass over here in the United States. All right. And it's not acceptable. It's not good. America doesn't stand for that. We're not marrying off our young girls at that age. But what are we seeing and why am I thinking that this is going to be a much bigger issue here in the very near future? Well, because Israel is about to go in and crush Gaza City, which we're going to get into. But let's take a look at some of the things that are currently happening over in the United States. And this is how it starts.
You dumb bitch! Fuck you! Fuck you!
You scared me? What happened?
Fucking dumb bitch!
Stupid!
Fuck you!
Stupid!
Fuck you.
Stupid! Yeah, triangle Hamas!
You fucking dumb bitch!
Yeah! Yeah!
Stupid,
open your window, dummy! Open.
This isn't an old video either. Registration decal on our window shows 725. So it ain't that old, ladies and gentlemen.
Your window, now you're scared!
Bro, if you're here for them, stay with them. If you're here for the food,
okay,
stuff,
go to them.
Yeah, what's really sad is you can actually hear like a police radio in the background as they're doing all this stuff, and it's just being allowed to happen. Now, this video that I'm about to put up on the screen actually comes out of Australia. I ended up sharing it this morning. I did some background research. Looks like it comes from like 2018, but this is what was taking place over inside of Australia just a couple years ago.
I'm headed to an area called Lakemba in Sydney, Australia, and it's supposed to be a very high Muslim population area. As soon as we arrived in Lakemba, things were tense. There were heads turning, people coming out of shops to look at us and find out what we were doing. Men started yelling in Arabic across the street at us. As we went to go for a walk to the local mosque, a very high-ranked police officer came up to me and begged with me, do not go there. Speaking.
Inspector Rick Ages from Campsie Police.
Yep.
I've been informed that you're intending to attending the Lakemba Mosque. Is that correct?
I actually have no intentions of attending. I was just planning on walking through the streets and seeing how the culture was here.
Yes?
Yep.
Are you satisfied with that?
Yep.
So where do you intend on walking to now?
I was just going to walk out and check how the mosque was.
Check where the mosque was?
Yep. Would I not be allowed to attend if
I
wanted to?
I've got grave concerns that you may cause an imminent breach of the peace down there. So I'm asking you not to attend.
Now, I'm just going to start off by saying, somebody alerted the police that this woman was there. And so we're going to start off here. That whether or not you view this woman as a protagonist or anything of that nature, the fact is that she was down to walking on the streets over there and that people called the cops on her. They called the cops on a white woman with a camera and a microphone walking around trying to figure out what was going on. And the police showed up in order to freaking boot her out of the area.
Why would I cause a breach of the peace?
Because it's highly religious down there.
And would it be me causing a breach of the peace or would it be the people there?
Well, your presence may cause them to be, you know, be offensive and be objective to your attending there.
And so that would be them being offended by me.
Can you turn, not interview me?
No, you have fear people will be offended by me.
No, yeah.
Yes, thank you.
And you're committing a breach of the peace. I've given you that warning. And if you do that, you may be breaking the law. You understand?
You're committing a breach of a peace because people are offended by you and just from being there, and you're committing offense under the law and that you've been warned. If you go over and go anywhere near that mosque, you are committing a breach of the peace. Now, that within itself is in Australia. That's not here in the United States of America. But I don't know if you've seen what's been happening in Dearborn, Michigan lately, but it's not very good. All right. There was a man that just got arrested for posting some words on freaking Facebook the other day over inside of Dearborn. I actually don't condone what that man had posted. All right. But in my opinion, was he exercising freedom of speech? Yeah, absolutely. He posted words to the effect of somebody should show up and unload a few clips or something like that when they had this like large gathering protest thing for Gaza. He said somebody should show up and load a few clips. I think that was like, generally speaking, the context and quote that he ended up saying that ended up getting him arrested. Police went over, found him, drug him out, and freaking like slapped him in handcuffs. All right. Now, what is so different about that versus all of the people that I constantly get attacked by that are sending me DMs, TikTok, like DMs, messages, open statements, etc., threatening to cut my head off, waiting to catch me in public, saying that I'm going to get killed just by stating that Muhammad is a false prophet? we don't see the same laws being enforced like on the flip side and on the converse, right? Like it just doesn't happen. No big deal is made out of that. Nobody seems to give a crap. Mexican Gas Garage says Islam is a massive threat to the U.S., raping our young children and other violence. As a father, and it makes me sick, they want us replaced. Wait till you see this report that I'm about to put up, all right? This ends up coming from Canary Mission. And I'm going to watch this video alongside of you guys because some of the stuff in this video is pretty dang disturbing.
I caution you of the days to come because they will not be easy. There are people among us today who might not be with us next year at this conference. And this is a reality because the liberation struggle requires sacrifice. And I know everyone here is prepared to make that sacrifice.
Did you guys hear those words? Those are the opening words out of this video. A year from now, everybody with us might not be with us because the liberation requires sacrifice. And I know everybody here is prepared to make that sacrifice. And let's go back and take a look. American Muslims for Palestine. That is the American Muslims for Palestine talking about giving their lives for the cause.
In May 2024, over 100 organizations gathered for the People's Conference for Palestine in Detroit, Michigan. More than 3,000 activists were in attendance. Speakers celebrated the October 7th massacre, called for resistance against the West, and mapped out a vision for the destruction of America from within.
The Palestinians who came to the United States understood their role immediately upon arrival.
We, the movement for Palestine in North America and across the world, are here to fight until victory.
This violent movement has been growing for decades. It's made up of groups including Within Our Lifetime, Students for Justice in Palestine, the Palestinian Youth Movement, and many others. After the October 7th attacks, anti-Israel groups in America were emboldened. They saw the massacre as an opportunity to intensify hostility toward Jews and America.
Now, I'm just throwing this out here. All of these people were in America when October 7th happened. And right now, over inside of Gaza, and this is why I'm warning you, one, listen to what that congresswoman had said. Two, listen to what the man at the opening of that video had said. And three, pay very damn close attention, because what they are talking about in this video is serious. And Israel is about to go right on Gaza. They're about to go take over Gaza City, and you're about to see why. You're going to get a hell of a lot more propaganda out that's going to fuel people like this that you currently see inside of this video. You guys are going to see evidence of that coming up here in just a little bit as to why it's about to get really, really bad. And I warned you guys about this crap, I don't know, since the freaking beginning of the conflict. And since then, we have had people killed. We've had people get firebombed. We've had all sorts of freaking crap happen over here in the United States. And we're not even talking about the Epic Center over inside Plano and what's taking place there. No, I am simply talking to you about people willing to give their lives, all right, and inferring violence in order to help liberate the people of Gaza. And those people inside Gaza, they're talking about liberating them from the IDF, and the IDF is currently about to go into Gaza City with their 60,000 reserve troops that just got called up that are currently being outfitted as we speak, grabbing their gear to go in there and go right on Gaza City. And when that information comes out, you better believe that the streets of America are going to fill up just like this again, and it's going to take America by storm.
Guys, what do I think about the USF? It should burn!
As the movement worked nonstop to legitimize the Hamas attack, the activists openly flaunted their hatred of Jews and Israel through protests, vandalism, encampments, and violent assaults, both in the streets and on college campuses. Flags of terror organizations became commonplace in public spaces. Activists celebrated the brutality of the October 7th massacre, drawing inspiration from the barbaric acts of terrorism.
It was exhilarating! It was energizing!
Glory to our martyrs, our heroes who made the ultimate sacrifice!
And I want you to listen to some of the comments that just came in. Chris says, the Western countries like us need to stop bending a knee to Muslim policies. They shouldn't be allowed to come here and change our rules, like wearing pants, for example. Pants check. Fox McCloud, if you want the influx of immigration to stop, we need to make more babies, preferably Christian. They're only coming in because we leave the door open. Sir, I promise you, I'm wearing pants today. Woo! Not just shorts, but actually pants. All right. And this is a very real problem that's going on over here inside of this country. And I don't want to take away from the seriousness of what I'm talking about by doing constant pants checks. So if you guys can refrain from those today, I'd greatly appreciate it.
I salute Hamas. A job well done.
On October 7th, Hamas declared war on Israel.
Yes, we know what they did.
It is time to bring the war home. It is time to smash this empire.
The goal of the movement is not just to destroy Israel. Their primary target is the U.S.
Empire will fall.
Empire will fall.
They call America the enemy, the beast, or simply empire.
We're in the belly of the beast. We're in the heart of U.S. empire.
We're in the belly of the beast. We're in the heart of the U.S. empire. Now, I will tell you, within the last year, personally, off of pro-Palestinian websites, I've actually pulled homemade explosives manuals that were posted on open source. And those manuals were accurate. And they were targeting places such as New York City and other places around the country. And that is very real. I can't show you that manual over here on YouTube or where to find it because I'll get in trouble for doing so. But I do retain a copy of it on PDF. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very real threat, whether you like it or not. And it's here inside of this country. And it is coming. These people are about to be very, very pissed off when everything that's currently taking place over there, because Israel's been very quiet about it and for a good dang reason, when that information about what goes down gets out to these nut jobs, you better believe violence is going to hit the streets of America again.
We are here in the belly of the insatiable imperial beast.
Here in North America, in the U.S., the belly of the beast, the heart of empire.
We have to break down this empire with 1 million cuts.
We will be hitting empire where it hurts most. Bring empire to its knees.
Dismantling the heart of empire is not easy, and it won't be rapid. But we know it's possible.
This panel, y'all, is talking about what is next. To strike at the heart of empire.
The Palestinian American pro-terror movement uses the word resistance as a euphemism for violence. And that resistance is to be accomplished by any means necessary.
By the way, this quote right here, for those that are saying that they don't support Hamas, I want you to know that that is a direct quote out of Hamas's 2017 charter. By any means necessary is a direct quote out of their 2017 charter. And they are quoting Hamas. They're not quoting the Palestinian Authority. They're not quoting any of that crap. They're quoting Hamas, a terror organization that rapes, that kills, that attempted to commit a genocide. And they are quoting it here in the United States of America. And I just told you that I've been pulling explosives manuals offline that were given openly and freely. And they're out there and they're floating around. Those things exist. The damage has been done.
Any means necessary.
You will resist!
By any.
All means necessary!
In all means necessary!
The resistance, in all its forms.
Resistance, including armed resistance.
Normalized armed struggle.
They are not terrorists, they are freedom fighters.
Our noble, steadfast resistance.
Conference speakers outlined their strategy for bringing the war home.
I believe our fundamental role is to generate political and social crisis within the American ruling class. Mass mobilizations is the primary tactic. Street shutdowns, bridge and train shutdowns, airport caravans and shutdowns, encampments, building takeovers, targeting of weapons manufacturers, shutting down events.
We will be here in the streets, on our campuses, in our classrooms, in our workplaces every day.
I don't know if you heard the part where he said weapons factory shut down, but that's another big component of different things that they're going to be going after here in the United States of America. over in France the other day, you had the violent knife attack. And we're going to talk about that just in a minute and where that mentality comes from and how it's here in the United States as well. Fox McCloud says women supporting Islam, likely Turkey supporting Thanksgiving. Yeah, no crap. Beast Gaming, wonder why they only stick to urban centers. There is a reason. Because in those urban centers, you have a lot of left-leaning people. And those left-leaning people like to jump on the next thing that's freaking hot. They like the oppression idea and so on and so forth. They're using the term resistance. They're using all of this crap and this garbage language. Now, the majority of those people have no idea what it is they're protesting for. That's the truth. That the vast majority of the people that are taking part in these protests and stuff out in the streets legitimately believe, because of the propaganda that's out there, of a genocide that's taking place inside Gaza. And they're protesting in their own minds and out of their own good hearts about a genocide. They haven't done the research. They don't know everything that you know. But what they do know, is that some of the people within their crowd are agitators, and they're okay with them committing some of these acts of violence because we've watched it happen. We watched it happen in L.A. with the ICE riots. They're the same dang people. And that crap is about to get very real in this very near future.
Made the situation untenable for the empire's ruling classes and the political establishment.
They have created a disruptive movement made up of students and faculty, turning young minds into anti-American extremists.
Our movement has helped transform students into revolutionaries.
Iran, Hezbollah, Hamas, and other factions that fight American hegemony in the region. People who are 18 and 19 years old on campuses truly understand these ideas now.
Protesters target cultural and historical landmarks, seeking to destabilize the foundations of American society. They are openly hostile to law enforcement and engage in violent opposition toward the police. The influence of these organizations isn't limited to universities and public spaces. They've even reached the halls of Congress.
Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib.
We're going to move Congress, and we're going to move the White House. We're not going anywhere. Free, free Palestine!
Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to think about this. With all of those protests and everything that's taken place, people in general feel much more emboldened when they're in a crowd. And when these radicals that are out there in those crowds feel like they have enough people around to support them, that's when they're going to act. And this movement's picking up steam because of all the BS. Dude, listening to the Epstein file stuff yesterday over on X and people talk about it, it took about 2 seconds for people to come in and start blaming Jews. The ridiculous movement in the blaming of Jews for just about everything has reached an all-time frickin' high since the Holocaust, in my opinion. It's absurd. And these people feel validated and they feel justified. But what's worse is you have mentally ill people in this country, as we just saw last week over in Minnesota, and they have access to firearms, and they don't give a crap. To add fuel to the fire, those people often feel emboldened by movements and will act. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very real threat that's facing our country. We're not done yet.
The influence of these violent groups is growing, and they are working towards their goal of dismantling America.
Our struggle is a long struggle, and one that stands on the shoulders of thousands of martyrs and thousands of fighters who have committed and who are committing their lives to lay the ground for the revolution we see ahead of us today.
Litha tells us to escalate for it. That can mean so many different things, but what I will tell you is we need to start sacrificing.
The threat of violence is not theoretical. In this war of resistance, all Americans are potential targets. These organizations are determined to achieve their revolution, whatever the cost. by any means necessary.
Resistance by any means necessary.
If the enemy refuses to die, it must be killed.
There is only one solution.
The Palestinian diaspora in North America has committed its martyrs for this cause.
The Palestinian diaspora in North America has committed its martyrs for this cause. As they're shouting at these things, Antifada revolution. And for those that don't know what the first and second Antifadas are, I highly suggest you go and look them up. That was their resistance where they decided to rise up and just started massacring Israelis.
Have brought the war home.
It is either victory or death.
Either victory or death.
They're losing their ability to control us. And this means that now the gloves are off. And quite frankly, anything is possible.
Yeah, you think that's disturbing? You think that's disturbing? There is no way to solve this problem. This video, I believe, became famous during the second Antifada. Why don't you take a look? This is what those people are shouting for.
الشباب بيطبش علينا حجار يا حاج.
الناس.
الشباب بيلحقونا بالسكاكين يا حاج.
الناس.
مهند الحلب بيطعننا يا حاج.
الناس.
فادي علون بيطعن فينا يا حاج.
الناس.
فوفو. ايش بتقولي لشباب الضفة؟
You guys see this little girl with a knife? You guys see that? The Palestinian diaspora in America has already committed themselves as martyrs. There's a young girl from the West Bank, and again, I believe it was during the second Antifada, that this video actually came to light. This is what they teach their children. These people are here in the United States of America. And you heard their own violent rhetoric that if the enemy won't freaking give in, then they gotta die. They talk about the action. They talk about everything else. This, ladies and gentlemen, is what's here in the United States of America. They just told you that the Palestinian diaspora has its martyrs committed. And by the way, they raised their children to be martyrs. They believe that they're dying for a religious cause. And this is what makes them a terrorist organization, because they're willing to use violence to push their religious ideological agenda, which is the complete and total takeover of Israel. And in just a second, you're going to see why they're about to be stamped out inside of Gaza. Chris says, look at the Middle East and how much of a mess it is. That should be reason enough for Western government bodies to repel their BS. Zay M coming in gifting out five. Taylor says, Matt, run for Congress. Were you in the tent? Yep, sure was. Ladies and gentlemen, these people are here in this country. And I have warned you today that this crap is coming. It just happened in France. And by the way, there's no background check to get a damn butcher's knife. None. It is coming. Whether you realize it or not, whether America wants to recognize it or not, it's coming. The Jews that were murdered on the streets over in D.C., the ones that are being violently attacked, the fact that anti-Semitic attacks have been on the freaking rise, according to the FBI. Anybody that's supporting this crap, this is what they are supporting. And they don't realize it. And like they said, the diaspora is here in America. And they're chanting for an Antifada. And this is the Antifada. This right here on your screen was the Antifada. That is what they are calling for. Mary coming in, gifting out five Speak the Truth memberships. ZM, I call him terrorists in training. That's exactly what it is. Colby said, try that in a small town, see how far you make it down the road. Yeah, I'm with you on that one, bud. But the problem is they will try these things in small towns. People will still get hurt and die because of it. Like, you realize that, right? Like, it's a real threat. People are going to get hurt and die because of it. And it goes back to the normalcy bias of people not expecting this stuff to actually occur in the United States. This is why I'm sitting here telling you that it's coming. You better go get some TCCC training. You better have a freaking IFAC in your vehicle. You better be carrying a firearm. At a minimum, you better have a dang knife on you. Do all of it legally. All of it. Seoul, those recruiting for jihad in our country need to be deported ASAP. I'm with you. They absolutely do. 100%. Give that a quick read. This is not going anywhere. That is what they're calling for here in the United States. Now, I told you that it's about to get bad, and here's why. Currently, there is 60,000 Israeli Defense Force reservists that have been called up that are currently being outfitted. Gaza City is surrounded. IDF hasn't gone in there. They said that they're going in. Well, one, they have special operations teams that are running around looking, hunting, and killing guys. Guys like this one. All right. This dude ended up getting freaking schwacked yesterday over inside Gaza City. All right. And they continue to go after these freaking senior terrorists. And they've been dropping leaflets and they've been telling people to get out of Gaza City. And when I tell you that this is going to be a very bloody battle, and the information operations that are currently at play are about to have an extreme uptick, and that uptick in those information operations is what is going to spark this Palestinian violence here in the United States of America. I'm not kidding. Take a look. This is Gaza City.
إعلان آم إلى كل المتواجدين في غزة التوجه إلى الجنوب
يا غضب الله
وين نروح بعد 300 يوم من العذاب فيها نطلع على الجنوب ولكم بنموت ومن سلم دار
بنموت ومن سلم دار.
We would rather die than surrender a house. And this is after they were given their warnings. That is them taking and ripping the warnings up. The last time we saw videos of this was down inside of Khan Yunis, the first time that the IDF went in there. And what ended up following out of that was accusations of mass graves, of like executions, of freaking children being shot in the head. All of that crap followed the last time we saw videos like this being produced and coming out of Gaza. That means that all of that propaganda is going to start taking over social media. 2 billion Muslims in the world. About what, 15, 16 million Jews, maybe 17, something around there? Who do you think is going to be controlling the information space when it comes to this? What information do you think these freaking nut jobs are going to end up getting here in the United States of America? Do you think they're going to be getting the unbiased truth? No. Fox McCloud says, talk with your friends and tell them the truth about Islam. More importantly, make more babies. Be good. Father or mother to your children. It's far more impactful than your votes. I totally agree. Keith Lewis, if they try anything in the U.S., we will be on the ground helping Israel. Yeah, you would think that. Unfortunately, that's not the case. We're going to look at it as domestic terrorism and violence and things of that nature, right? We're going to look at it as like homegrown violent extremists, because a lot of these people that claim to be freaking Palestinian have never stepped foot inside of Gaza. And they just have their little bloodline that they trace back there and scream, these are my people. And not even they know what the hell they're talking about. You want some more evidence of how bad it's going to be? This is an audio recording that just got released.
الناس خايفة تنزل ولا كيف؟
والله خايفين كيف بعد الناس بتخش من الشوارع الفرعية نمت بتكتب فعلها ما هو موت فينا على خط البحر عند النابلس وعند بلد وجه واجه الناس بتطلع من تحت الدول معدومة
في الشمال انت؟
اه
an audio recording. For those of you that don't know, Israel set up an entire unit of Arabic speakers just to speak with the people that are inside Gaza for cases like this, to give them intelligence, to tell them what's going on the ground, identify Hamas movement. All sorts of crap ends up coming out of this, and their contact information is very well known. They blast out messages via telephone, all sorts of crap. These are the types of calls that are coming in from Gaza City. Hamas is not allowing the residents to leave Gaza City and work their way south. They're literally blocking them and keeping them in there. Now, I can personally attest to radical Islamists that I have fought threatening to kill civilians and keeping them in the middle. They will put civilians right in between where they plan on attacking from. There's only so many ways to get into freaking Gaza City. There's so many routes, and the IDF is going to end up clearing it. And what they'll do is they'll take these families and they'll put them along the route of where they know the IDF is going to be coming from. And then they're going to go to the other side of them. And then they're going to launch an ambush shooting over them at the IDF, hoping these people get killed in the crossfire. If they don't shoot them themselves and blame it on the IDF. If they refuse to obey, they'll kill them on the spot. I had a personal friend on the podcast a couple of weeks ago, Daron Kadar, and he came in letting you know that that exact scenario unfolded over inside of Gaza, that his SF team personally witnessed that, that Hamas knowingly took them and put them in the middle of freaking crossfire until his unit came across them and ended up protecting them all night until they had to move on the very next day. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, this battle that's coming up is going to be very, very bloody. And it's going to be nasty. And the propaganda is going to fuel issues here in the United States. And it's going to come to your neighborhoods. It's going to come to your cities. It's going to come to your towns. These major metropolitan areas, dude, hell with what's taking place in Portland. New York City, Dallas, Texas, places like that are going to get shut down again. And there's going to be violent mobs that take to the streets because all of this delusional thinking that they have, thinking that the IDF isn't going to do anything. No, they're about to get wiped out. Take it seriously. Take it very seriously because Israel is. They know what's coming. I want you to look at where all of their humanitarian stuff is set up on the map. Gaza City, for those that don't know, is basically this big gray spot up here in the north. All right. They have yet to clear out about this portion where my freaking cursor is circling around. And they haven't met a lot of contact. And what they believe is that Hamas has pulled back in there, and they have evidence to suggest that Hamas has been digging in for a final stand. It's going to be a very bloody battle. And that very bloody battle is going to have a lot of civcast, a lot of civilian casualties that come out of it because they've been blocking the routes and people are refusing to leave because they all want to die as martyrs so that the people back here in the United States of America can stand up and scream that they're killing civilians. To hell with the fact that they murdered all the Israelis on October 7th. To hell with the fact that they still have got 40 plus hostages that they're holding on to. To hell with the fact they're making those hostages dig their own graves and tunnels. To hell with the fact that they murdered Americans down in Rafah inside of a frickin' tunnel. To hell with all of that. No. The narrative they're going to push is that Israel is killing civilians. And they're going to use that to fuel hatred here in this country. And they're going to come after you. And you better pay attention to the words that are coming out of my mouth today because they're dead ass serious. If you don't think that's coming, you got another thing. They have been building up and they've been planning and it's coming and this is the time. Look at where all of the freaking aid distribution sites are. They're all in the south. All the way down here. Look at where the tents, look at where the medical centers are. Well, I guess there's one aid distribution site up here. Look at where they're all at. They are not planning on this being a short duration or an easy battle and people are just going to turn around and go right back in there. These nut jobs are going to use this to spark an intifada here in the United States of America. And they're already lying to you. Remember how the famine's taking place? Well, here's your new Nutella factory over inside Gaza for the watermelons that are in the chat. Here's your starvation. Brand new Nutella shop. You guys remember me reporting on that last night? If you didn't see it, yeah, here it is. And they have convinced the world that everybody in Gaza is dying and starving of hunger. Meanwhile, They're taking Nutella and literally opened up an entire freaking like business off of this sucker. If you think that the contrast between those two narratives is a little off, wait until you see what's actually taking place on the ground. Wait until you see what comes out of this. This is their narrative that they're starving, that everybody's like, you know, what the hell do they call it, man? Why is my brain farting on this one? Mass starvation is taking place, right? Famine. Meanwhile, this. Nutella shops. And if you guys haven't seen it, it's got like marble lining and all sorts of stuff. It's absolutely ridiculous. If we have this stark of a narrative between what's actually going on and the information that actually gets out, I want you to seriously put some thought into what narrative is about to come out from what's taking place or what is about to go down inside Gaza. And I want you to think about how radicalized people are going to get here in the United States when Hamas is about to get crushed, when they actually have more photographic evidence. You don't think Hamas has cameras set up inside Gaza City right now, covering those different areas, just to capture bombs being dropped, just to capture those civilians being shot that they're purposely putting in the crossfire and keeping in there? You're dead ass wrong. And that information is going to get blasted all over social media, and there's big money behind it. A lot of big money. It's going to get out. That getting out is going to make its way over here into the United States. Whether you guys like it or not, it's coming. You have been beyond freaking warned. I think I've made my point drastically clear on that matter. Now, for a little bit of lightheartedness to bring this whole little sucker to a closure, Last night I ended up showing this on the podcast, and it was a huge hit. It was a huge hit. You guys absolutely loved it. I think you guys might have even loved it more than when I did like the online dating portion, when I was like, find your spouse in the chat. Let me know. And if you guys did actually find a spouse that night, please let me know. All right. But to close this out in a very, very humorous matter, I'm going to introduce to you guys a Russian drone. I showed this last night. Everybody was going, and I'm going to settle the debate on engine versus motor, verbiage that we should be using for it, because I found all the parts, the major components for this drone. Watch. We're just going to go to the good part. We found these components inside of this 1/8-inch balsa wood box.
Це антени, кабеля на них. Це теж все з англійської написано. Це якийсь супермодем. Це ось якась навігаційна система. Двигун. Двигун майже новенький, дивіться. Самі гвинти з ясеня. Двигун.
You guys ready for this? Are you guys ready for this? Not even going to talk about the hot glue that was used or any of that crap. But because I know you guys love this so much, let's first go over the engine that was inside of it. Yes, it's official. We're going to call it an engine because that's what it's listed as. As you can see here on Alibaba, the engine that was used in that drone goes for a whopping $299. Colby McCurdy, Nutella has palm oil in it. For those of you who don't know, if you eat too much palm oil, it could give you cancer. Eat it in moderation unless you're Palestinian. Yeah, then eat all you want. Nobody cares. Vic, we are being invaded by Muslims. Stay frosty. Yes, sir. There's your engine component. Let's go back to the video, because that, in my opinion, is it, we're not even there yet.
Китайський модуль передачі та прийому зв'язку БПЛА дальнього радіусу дії виробництва Made in China. Камера, звісно, суперов.
Excellent camera with zoom. You think we found that camera as well? Yep, we sure did. Found it on Alibaba. 550 frippin' doll hairs. $550. Ladies and gentlemen, they literally, there's your circuit board, by the way, and modem. They literally built this freaking drone off of Alibaba. Anybody that tells you that, number one, the sanctions aren't working, you're an idiot. Number two, if you think for some reason that the Russian army is dominating the battlefield with their Alibaba drones, you've lost your damn mind. Motor Electric speaks to text is a hell of a thing, LOL. Yeah, it is. That is one hell of a thing. This is what the Russian army is building, and these are their recon drones built straight off of Alibaba. A $500 freaking camera off Alibaba. A $299 motor off Alibaba. That is the exact freaking motor that was used. There's a couple different versions of it. $500 for a freaking camera. $300 for a motor. A buttload of hot glue and some balsa wood and a shitload of duct tape, and they threw together a surveillance drone. That's what they are using. It's funny to me when people, yeah, desperate times call for desperate measures. Yeah, you guys want to know what Xi Jinping and Putin talked about over in China? Why Alibaba is getting too damn expensive. That's probably what they were talking about. So you watch these Alibaba prices start to fall downhill, because it's going to happen. Oh, Lord, is it going to happen? I can't wait to see that happen. I know for a fact that's already coming. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Let's bring this portion up. Now that I've got done telling you that the Antifada is coming and everything else, we're going to move into the devotional for the day. I ended up missing it yesterday, but now we're going to move into it. And the devotional for the day is going to come out of Book of Matthew. We're going to go over Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Now, a lot of people like to take that verse along with this next one that I'm about to go into read. That's Matthew 7:7. And they like to take that stuff out of context. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Very great prayer. Very great verse. But what that's not saying is that's not saying what you're going to end up getting is every single thing that your heart desires, every single thing that goes against like the teachings of the Bible, all of that stuff. That's not what it's talking about. What it's talking about is that, number one, that you're not bragging about the prayers and things like that that you're doing, that you actually go in there and have an intimate time with God. When you read Matthew 6, it's actually really kind of important, telling you to go and pray in silence by yourself in a different room. There's so many stories inside of the Bible. All right. The parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector is a very good one, where it talks about the Pharisees, right? And how they automatically assumed that they'd be going to heaven and that all sorts of good things would end up coming to them. But their hearts were not pure and they were not walking by God's side. Instead, it actually ends up being the tax collector at the end of the day. All right. That actually has a pure heart that's actually looked upon favorably. Why? Because it doesn't matter what you say in public. It matters what's inside your heart, and it matters what you do. And so when you read verses like that and you start thinking about your prayers and what you're praying for, you need to have some serious freaking thought that goes into it and start thinking about what you're asking for. And just because you ask for it doesn't mean necessarily that it is going to be the right thing that you're going to end up getting. If you're going through financial hardship and you pray to have money, if you pray to have certain things like that, or if you pray like whatever it is, just understand that God is all seeing and all knowing and knows what's going to be best for you and what's going to be best for mankind and what's going to be best for being done here on earth and his will and his him just being glorified, right? So you can't just go in there and pray for whatever you want. It's just not how it works, all right? And remember, you're also supposed to be praying for your enemies, which we're going to do today because I think it's very important. And you're going to be supposed to be doing all sorts of stuff. All right. But at the end of the day, pray. And the idea is that is the intimate time for you to get to know God. And if you're not doing that, then you are not getting to know God. And there's so many other verses in the Bible that go over this. And for this brief daily devotional, I just wanted to touch on that. So I ask you guys to pray with me. Lord, please look into the hearts of those that are willing to do violence here in the United States of America in order to push this agenda from their false prophet, Muhammad. We ask that you show them the error in their ways. And we ask that before they lift a knife, before they lift a gun, before they plant a bomb, before they do any harm, before they throw a Molotov cocktail, that you show them and you reach into their heart and you show them what they are doing is wrong. And Lord, please prevent those attacks from happening. Get into their hearts and change their hearts. Show them what the actual truth is. I know that you can do that. I've actually seen you do that in my life. So God, please, we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to appreciate you for joining me for another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. It's been real. It's been real, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! Look at me moving myself around the screen when I'm trying to move something else. All right. Well, in the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, peace, love, happiness, and God bless. I'm out of here.